you a fan of this podcast? Do you wish there was even more juicy content for you to sink your ears into? Well, there is. You can become a premium member of this podcast for $5.99 a month and get full access to an archive of over 50 bonus episodes. Additionally, we release a bonus episode every single month. That's a ton of extra content, including my personal interior design diaries, extra tips, my talking about trends, and so much more. Additionally, you'll be keeping us on the airwaves each and every week because your premium membership money goes directly back to making this podcast amazing. Check us out at affordableinteriordesign.com. Click on podcast to learn more and to become a premium member today.
Need a high-end designer or a lot of money to get a luxe look. Be your own interior designer.
This is Affordable Interior Design, the podcast.
Here's your host, Betsy Hellman.
As I'm sure many of you know, because hopefully you are fans of Affordable Interior Design's Facebook page or our Instagram, you may have been seeing our posts. We're doing a series of 15-year reflections because we have officially, as of September 7th, 2020, been in business for 15 years. And we planned during this time to celebrate with a party in New York City and invite our past 5,000 plus clients and all of our dear friends and our podcast producer and designers and everyone who helps to make what we do here so special. But coronavirus. And we're not doing that. So to celebrate, I have decided to post those 15 reflections. And certainly, I give a snapshot of what we've been going through, those milestones, those challenges on the posts that we're sharing. But for our premium members, I'm taking a much deeper dive because there's always a story behind that surface story. Sometimes it's more raw, more painful, horrible, like with our book. Of course, I share the easy story on Facebook, on Instagram. I want to sum it up in just a few words. But I go into the pain and the challenges of those times for our premium members. So I've spent the last four premium episodes really sharing the more complex versions of what it takes to have a business for 15 years, what that looks like, what we've been through, because I started this whole journey at Affordable Interior Design thinking it would be a hobby business, thinking it'd be a beautiful way to live my passions, to make a difference in New York City, and to just make some money on the side while I figure out what I really want to do. Well, it got so busy, and I was having so much fun that it became the thing I really wanted to do. And then it became the thing that I really couldn't stop doing. So when I needed to take a maternity leave, there was nobody to back me up. There was nobody to answer those phones or take those clients. And I did want to spend some time with my new babies. And so I was forced to grow. Rather than having a beautiful vision and taking the bull by the horns, I was kind of pushed from a solopreneur into entrepreneurship and then discovered things along the way through trial and error, through struggles, which is a big reason of why I launched my academy, is to prevent other people from having to grow that way, from having to grow out of necessity and rather being able to grow from a vision. Being able to seize the opportunity and say, this is what I'm doing. This is who I am. It's not just an accident. It's not a hobby that's evolving. It is a business. So anyway, that's to say that if you're a premium member, I want to thank you for supporting this show because creating this show, producing this show is an expense that's both time, energy, and money. So to be able to have people who are supporting you, I look at each one of those members. I'm in the Gumroad app. I'm appreciative of you, and I'm thanking you on each and every bonus episode. But for these months, I'm going a little bit deeper. I'm getting a little more personal than maybe I usually do, even though I often treat those 50, 75 plus bonus episodes like my personal diary. Because it's a smaller audience, I'm able to get a little bit more raw and a little bit more real. I mean, I'm always very transparent, even on this podcast, with pretty much everything that I do, but that doesn't mean you overshare. And on my bonus episodes, I kind of let loose. And certainly with this 15-year reflection, I overshared. I shared some details I've never before shared publicly, and I really hope that you enjoy that. And if you're not a premium member, well, now's the time. You should head over there because there's a catalog of nearly 75 bonus episodes waiting for you, and it's a big support to our podcast. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Once again, that's affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast to sign up. And for $5.99 a month, you will be keeping us on the air. It's even cheaper if you choose to do an annual membership, and I am very grateful for all your support. All right, digging into the mailbag because I'm so excited to see that you all have been sending in your questions. The mailbag is starting to grow again, but if you have questions, don't let that deter you from sending them in because we are really going through them recently. Now that I'm back to school, I've got my efficiency hat on. Even though I'm not caffeinated, I am plugged in and ready to answer some questions. So bring them on. info@affordableinteriordesign.com for those questions. Speaking of questions, Jody has written and I have answers. Jody writes, I was hoping to get a burning question answered on the podcast, but I've been looking everywhere for a place to put my question. Could you direct me to the right place? Jody, you're in the right place. You just have to send it to info@affordableinteriordesign.com, which you did. You write, hi, Betsy. I'm a cat lover who recently married in March, just before coronavirus, and now I live with two dogs and my husband. I've been desperately trying to make our house seem more cozy. I've been listening to your podcast from the beginning. You suggest using rugs a lot, but having dogs means they go outside throughout the day and in all types of weather, and they drag in whatever is from outdoors. Rugs are just not an option for me, and we have an open floor layout. Would you suggest to make the place cozier without using rugs? What would you suggest if I was using rugs? Could you give me some ideas of what rugs to get? Thanks for your help, Jody, a new dog mom. All right, Jody, I don't care. If you have dogs, if you have kids, you need rugs. Now, I am not a huge fan yet of the store Rugable. I may be a fan in time, but right now, well, let me tell you about Rugable first. Rugable is a company that makes rugs that you can throw in the washing machine, that you can dry, that are a little bit thinner but come with a very thick mat so that they feel plush. I love their patterns. I love their styles. I love their colors. But if you read the reviews, people have a hard time with them fading. People have a hard time with vacuums kind of sucking up that low pile rug. And for those reasons, I'm not willing to splurge and buy those for my clients. I mean, I want to be able to fully stand behind a product before I recommend it. That being said, I don't have personal experience with Rugable. They should really send me a sample so I could speak from some personal experience. If you're listening, Rugable, if you're listening. But I'm not going to start using them for my clients until the reviews are better. Because I love the idea, right? A rug that you could throw in the washing machine. Even for those of us who don't have dogs who bring in a lot of dirt or don't have a lot of spilling issues, it would be liberating to be able to know that your rug is fully clean. Now, the other option, and the option I have throughout my home, are floor tiles, F-L-O-R. They're carpet squares that are typically low pile, even though they do have shag versions. And those carpet tiles stick to each other with stickers. They do not stick to your floor, but they do have a built-in rug pad that prevents them from moving around too much and also gives them a certain amount of plushness. Now, the exciting thing about these is they're very easy to clean. And if the worst should happen to one of them, you can pop it out and put in a new one. So in my closet on the very top shelf, I have a backup stack of floor tiles. We have floor tiles in our playroom, in my daughter's room, in my son's room, in the living room, in the reading area. We also have them under our dining table. And I really love them. The worst has happened. My daughter has spilled an entire thing of spaghetti sauce. My girlfriends came over and we spilled a bottle of wine. I'm not going to say who. I'm not pointing fingers. It wasn't me. But she spilled an entire bottle of red wine on the floor. I am not going to spend 2 hours cleaning that up. I'm going to pop out one of the tiles and you can recycle them, which is super exciting. So floor is a place that I would explore. Also, you can do low-pile synthetic rugs, be they nylon, acrylic. They're quite easy to clean. They do off-gas a little when you get them. So people who are looking more for an eco-friendly option will want to go with something that's a natural fiber, but those tend to be less forgiving, and oftentimes natural fibers like wool or jute will shed significantly. So that does not sound like a good option for you, Jody. But rugs are an imperative. That's not the only way to make a room cozy, however. My favorite way to make a room feel cozy is to add drapes. Drapes that go from above the window frame all the way to the floor. Not only can they add a splash of color on a neutral wall, they can also bring in a texture, a pattern. They can be translucent so that light filters through but gives you some privacy. They can be totally opaque because mama needs her blackouts. Can I just go on my soapbox real quickly and say that every gosh darn Airbnb needs to have blackout curtains on their windows? I went to 2 Airbnbs this summer, both in Rhode Island, my favorite place to vacation currently. And first of all, neither of them had anything beyond a blind, which definitely let light through. And when I'm on vacation, I need to sleep in. But also, you know, drapes look so great in a picture and could really sell your space visually. And they are so affordable. You can get a drapery panel for $20. You can get a great rod at Bed Bath & Beyond, their Cambria Classic collection, for $29. And you've got a fully dressed window for cheap, cheaper than you can get a blind. And it adds that color, pattern, texture, softness, warmth. So Airbnbs, if you're listening, hosts, please get blackout curtains. I just bought blackout curtains for our playroom because sometimes we use it for guests to sleep in. So I just bought some blackout curtains, a set of 2 on Wayfair for $30. That's $15 a panel, people. All right, anyway, I digress. So drapes are the perfect way to add warmth. Throw pillows, a throw blanket, certainly a sumptuous texture like a faux fur or a cable knit, or, you know, I don't want to admit this on my podcast because I'm supposed to sound chic, right? But 2 years ago, or was it 3 now, my mother-in-law, she loves to get me things from my alma mater, which is McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. She loves to get me things from my alma mater because she gets things from my husband from Syracuse, where he went. She always gets him a sweatshirt every Christmas and a t-shirt and sometimes pajama pants, and he wears them like a uniform every day. He's wearing some kind of Syracuse emblazoned thing. I am less overt about my love for my alma mater, but she feels the need to reciprocate for me, which I love and find very endearing. So she got me like this big polar fleece blanket, and in the corner it has embroidered McAllister College. It has become what is known around our house because it is so large. It's like 60 by 60 blue polar fleece, like not just any blue, but like a royal blue that is quite visually loud. It's my favorite thing. And every day I get home, I flop on the couch after I make dinner for everyone, and I yell, "Where is my blue blankie?" Because inevitably, my kids have taken blue blankie and moved it somewhere because they love it too. So it'll be upstairs in the TV room, or it'll be in one of their rooms. And we all love blue polar fleece blankie. Is it nice looking? Question mark. Is it designerly? No. Is it adding a ton of warmth to our home? Heck yes. So Jody, I guess I do overshare in this podcast. Yeah, I guess I do. I overshare everywhere. But blue blankie is now getting a little bit old. We've only washed it a few times because with polar fleece, sometimes after you wash it, that texture is never the same. So it needs a replacement. I'm hoping that my mother-in-law is listening to this podcast right now and she will provide me with Blue Blankie 2.0 for Christmas this year. All right, Jody, I hope that answered your question.
And now it's time for a quick commercial break.
Do you love this podcast? Do you wish you could learn even more? Well, we have an online class bundle. Our online class bundle is comprised of three online classes: Beautifying Your Home for Less, Styling Your Home, and the Fundamentals of Feng Shui. Each one of those three classes is between 30 and 45 minutes long and chock filled with visuals and tips, things that will help you to style your own space or help out with other spaces. Additionally, with the pack of three classes, you get an autographed copy of my book, Affordable Interior Design. You get all of that for only $99. Once again, that's the three online classes as well as the book for only $99. You just go to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to buy your bundle today. And if one of those classes sounded intriguing, but maybe you already have my book or some of the other topics are not of interest, you can buy the classes individually at that site as well. Each class is $40. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to get your bundle or your online class today.
All right. Helena writes, "Hi, Betsy. I love your podcast. I've just moved into a new smaller space. My bedroom in this new house is light blue with a navy stripe, which I like. I have a few questions about it. Does the navy stripe count as my 30% color or should it count? I guess that's what you're saying, or should. If so, what should I use for my 10%? And if not, what should I use for my 30 and 10%? All right, so Helena, if I'm understanding correctly, your bedroom in your new home has stripes that are alternating. One stripe is light blue, the stripe next to it is navy. Then it repeats, light blue, navy, light blue, navy. I'm glad you like it. It sounds like a whole lot of look, and I hope I would like it if I saw it. I'm a big fan of stripes. I've painted them many times in several spaces, but they don't always look sophisticated. So I'm hoping that yours do, and I like that it's somewhat monochromatic, that these are just different shades of blue. That's a really nice way to make sure that it's a slightly more sophisticated look than one of my spaces early on before I was a designer. I painted it with purple, brown, and orange racing stripes around the belly of the room. Not my best choice. I had watched way too much Trading Spaces, but that's what happens, right? We've all made mistakes in our youth. Don't judge, Helena. Okay, so I do feel like because your walls are a color, that counts as part of your color palette, your Roy G. Biv, your 60-30-10. Now, I would make your 60 that light blue, your 30 the navy, because navy is a much stronger color. And then for that 10%, you could do a warmer color, right? We're going to need to warm this up. You could do a butter yellow, which would look beautiful with those blues. You could do a soft coral or melon orange. Again, that would look so sophisticated and beachy. But what we're still needing, no matter that 10% that you layer on, which we know will be warm to offset the coolness of the two blues, no matter which color you choose, we want to also incorporate some neutrals so that this does not look like the big top at a circus. We want to tone it down a little bit and bring in some sophistication. So for the drapes, I would make them an open weave linen in an ivory. I would make the headboard a cream color that's upholstered, maybe a velvet or a cotton blend. I would tone down that rug. Maybe it's overall an ivory but has a subtle patterning that's navy. You can find some really beautiful options at Pottery Barn or Ballard Designs. This is kind of what I'm thinking because we don't want too much color. We do need some neutrals to give it that canvas on which we've overlaid our color choices, that color palette. All right, my last question of the episode comes from Joey. Joey writes, "Hi, Betsy. I'm a huge fan of your podcast. It's very entertaining, and I've learned a lot that I can't wait to put into practice. I'm curious if you've considered taking the reference images people send you and including them in the episode with the show notes, or maybe as chapter images with permissions of the people who send them. I think your audience, including myself, would love to see the rooms and the pieces that you're discussing. If you need any technical assistance, I would be happy to help. Thanks again, Joey. Okay, Joey. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Okay, so I don't include any pictures right now because it's time consuming. I have a lot of hats. I own a business. I have the academy, which I love and love to be quite active in. I'm always doing Q&As and assessing people's homework in there. I'm also taking a 30-hour-a-week business course through Goldman Sachs. I am a mom. I'm balancing pandemic schooling. Oh my gosh. And I'm a wife. And now I'm like the housekeeper, the landscaper, and all of that due to COVID. Can you tell I'm somewhat overwhelmed? Now, I have an amazing podcast producer who you guys have heard me talk about, Catherine, and she is a gosh darn delight and a savior in so many ways. But the last thing I want to do is put something else on her plate. Joey, I was going to tell you upon starting this note, I knew exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, Mama don't got the bandwidth, Joey. And I'm going to be launching a YouTube channel soon. In 2020, I promise, guys. It's just been, I've been kicking the can down the road as I've been dealing with everything else. And as I mentioned in my premium episodes, I haven't had my hair did since this pandemic started. So I have 6-inch roots, I have split ends, and I've looked better. I've gained the quarantine 15. It shows. I put on my pants yesterday to go out with my husband for our 10-year anniversary. And they were really tight because I haven't worn jeans since this pandemic started. They were really tight. And I was like, well, that happens. You know, when you haven't worn your jeans in a while, they haven't stretched out. And then I looked at the tag and they were like my fat day jeans. Do you guys have fat day jeans? You know, we've got the regular day jeans that look super cute. And then we've got like one or two pairs of fat day jeans when either you know you're going to be eating a big meal or you just want to be comfy and you don't want to worry about like a muffin top. So these were my fat day jeans and they barely buttoned up. I digress. So I don't have the energy or the inclination to create the YouTube channel right now in my current state. I've looked better. You just be glad this is only an audio show, guys. So I would be open to having you help me accomplish this, Joey. I would definitely be open to sharing my photos with you, to sharing these photos with you, and having you put them up there. I do think that would add immense value for our listeners because it's hard for me to fully illustrate all the situations. Visually, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I hopefully don't spend 1,000 words on each picture. So I would love your help with that, Joey. But personally, it's not going to happen anytime soon without some additional support. So if you'd like to lend that additional support, feel free to email again, Joy, because I'm going to assume you said that to be nice and not because you really want to start adding pictures to my podcast page. But if you do want to start adding pictures, you know where to find me. info@affordableinteriordesign.com. Guys, thank you so much for all your support, for all your great ideas like Joey's, for all your fabulous questions. I will be back at this very soon answering even more questions and checking in with you because this is my safe space. You can't see my roots. You can't see that I'm in an old Forever 21 t-shirt and a pair of jeggings. You can't see that. All right, everybody, until next time. Bye. You've asked for it, and we have answered the call. For years, you've been saying, Betsy, you're talking about all these great design concepts, but we can't visualize them. You're describing the picture that the listener sent in of their problem, and we wish we could see that picture too. After all, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and I do my best to describe them, but there's nothing like seeing it for yourself. And that's why Affordable Interior Design, the podcast, now has a YouTube channel. Not only do we have a YouTube channel where you could see recordings and clips of these podcast episodes, we also have an Instagram, a Facebook, and so many other exciting things. You should check it out. Head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Links. And when you go there, you will see links to our YouTube page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and more. Please check it out, follow, and subscribe so you can see everything I'm talking about. A big thank you to our amazing producer, Catherine Heller, to Eitan and the MVCR House Band, and to Affordable Interior Design, the sponsor of this podcast and the premier place to get an amazing look on a budget. Check out affordableinteriordesign.com. If you guys love the show, the very best way to support us is by spreading the word. Tell your friends or write us an awesome review on iTunes. So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.